the end of Perek Dalet in Mechavis Levav Yishar B'Tochin, the entire Perek was discussing seven different chalokim of a person's life, Baruch Nius U'Bagash Mius, and the proper approach to B'Tochin in every situation. The last two, Chilak HaShishi, is Kerlel HaSaschar HaOilam HaBo HaNitan LaAdam Kefi Maisa BaOilam HaZeh. Chilak HaShishi is the schar that a person gets for the maisim that he does in this world. In other words, the schar that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay him back for his maisim. Goyim will take the shemir mitzvayisov. And chilek hashvi is similar. Kerlis schar el mabo shabaris baruch nesin lebechira v'tor chesed. The seventh chilek and the final chilek is the chesed, the schar el mabo that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give to people, not because of their maisim, rather because Kadosh Baruch Hu is baal chesed. And he's going to give it lebechir b'tor chesed, k'mo shekasuv, ma'arav tuvcha shem tzafanta l'riecha pat l'chesed l'chesed l'chesed. So it's interesting, because he mentioned last week, or in the last chelek, he mentioned that even though we do ma'itim tevim, we shouldn't be b'teach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us schar because of the ma'itim, rather it's b'tor chesed. Why? Because really, we don't deserve anything. Every breath that we take, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, there's no way for us to pay for it. So we really don't deserve anything. So even for what we do, we have to have bitachon only, not because magi ali, because I deserve it, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is baal chesed. And the seventh chelek, that's also this similar thing, but this is the schar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give to people, not for their ma'isim, simply because it's like extra credit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives l'olam haba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give a tremendous amount of schar, ma'arav tuv chol shetzafat l'riecho, that's even for not according to their ma'isim. That also a person should have to have bitachon that he's going to receive such schar. What's the proper bitachon for that? That the Chovitz Lavavit says as following. Pirush ha-bitachon anochan shish leshtamash b'chilek ha-shvi ha-krila satoivis ha-rabba yishar l'kim ma'isa b'chaz li-b'chiruv v'oyav ha-boil ma'bo asher lo yinichu al-lispor o-yisan. There's no limit to the amount of schar and toiv that the Rebbein Shem is going to give lo-yil ma'bo. Zeu shiyase ko-odem b'emtsoim shiyaviyam o-yisam v'madrigas ha-chasidim ha-hoivim l'kach sh'l'kim yiten lahem b'chaz li-tevis eilom. Before you have any bitachon, like we always say that you need hishtadlis together with bitachon, also with regard to ruchnius, you need hishtadlis together with bitachon. You can't just be boitech and just borrow the schar if you don't do anything to deserve such schar. Even though at the end of the day it's chesed from the Rebbeinu Shalom, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be mischasid with a rasha, as he continues to say in a minute. Veim tzoim eila, what do you have to do? What are the means of becoming a chasid? So he seems to give us a tall order. She is naig b'midas atzadikim aprushim. You have to be misnaig like the tzaddikim aprushim, hamoyesim b'olam hazeh, that are disgusted by olam hazeh, v'yotzer milibois ha'avves ha'chukal olam hazeh, and get rid of a desire and the lure and the love for olam hazeh. Mokayim yachnis lelibois ha'avves ha'bari yisbarach, v'yimser es hanhogas atzmedei bari yisbarach. In place of the avves olam hazeh, you should fill up a person. He should fill up his heart with avves ha'bari. And he should give himself over entirely to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Mechosim chosay v'shashuav yurak v'yizbarach. Whatever makes him happy, whatever gives him pleasure, should only be in Avodas Hashem. V'yispoided v'yisrachik b'olam hazeh v'yanoshim mashkum ba'avalav. Stay far away from olam hazeh and people that are tiferein, entrenched in olam hazeh. V'yisnaig b'derech ha'nevim v'chasidim, and be misnaig like the nevim and the chasidim. V'oz liba yochel yis batuach v'lakim she'asim v'ches b'olam hazeh. Then you can be certain. You could be boiteach, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is certainly going to give you b'tor chesed tremendous schar in olam haba. Keshim shuayt zayis menevim vechasidim. Avo mishu boiteach v'lekim shiske l'chaim olam haba shelo yimtzus ma'isim tzevim mitzido yu shoyte v'tipish v'udem l'le shnei maralim v'isim ma'isim zimrim v'vakshim schar kepinchos. Mamish parashat hashem shavua. That somebody that doesn't do the shtadlis in the ruchnius realm of trying to be make himself like a chesed, so then what do you exactly do you expect? You're going to do ma'isim. You're not doing what the Rebbeinu Shem wants from you. What you want is the Rebbeinu Shem give, as they say, the best of both worlds. You want to be misnaik, however you want to be misnaik, regardless of what the Rebbeinu Shem wants from you. And then you want that the Rebbeinu Shem should give you at the end of the day, should give you b'torah chesed. So that can't be. So it seems like a pretty tall order. You got to be like nevim, be like the tzaddikim, hafrushim, and then be moyes b'olam hazeh. We live in olam hazeh. What does the Chavis Lavavis want from us? What does it mean to be moyes b'olam hazeh? So I think really, if you're medayik, I don't know how much you can be medayik. It's a translation of a translation. But it's the way that he we're going to go just because Leif Tev, it's easier to read. But and stay away from the people that are shkuim b'havolov. That's really the nekuda. The nekuda is you have to stay focused. When you're in this world, you got to stay focused. Don't lose your focus and then get caught up on the rat race and not realize where you're going. Not realize that at the end of the day, everything that you're doing and all the money that you're making and whatever you're being misasik in, at the end of the day, it's got to come around to Avodas Hashem. If it's there simply for the sake of enjoying, for the sake of enjoying, then there's something which is wrong. That's the avas olam, that's the tshuka olam hazeh. If it's you could tie it back to Avodas Hashem, so then all the pleasures that you have and all the things that you're doing are all for the sake of the Rebbe Shlomo. Now a person has to be honest with himself, obviously, right? He decides that he's going to take off 6 years and decide to spend it in going around the entire world, because at the end of the 6 years, then he's going to really feel much better. He's going to be able to learn for Seder, at least for 2 weeks, he'll be better. Yeah, who are you fooling? So, but in a Hanami, a person that has to go in the middle of his Seder and get a coffee, get a Danish, and he comes back refreshed, Seder. Terrific. Is that Avas Oilam Hazeh? You're certainly enjoying the Danish. You're enjoying the coffee. No one's saying that you're not. But it's not the enjoyment for the sake of enjoyment. Is that the precious he's referring to? I think the Nekuda is, though, you have to be, it's Moyes Nebo Oilam Hazeh, not to be Shakua on Oilam Hazeh. You're focused. You're focused on where am I going. Your whole life you're focused on, I'm going towards, I'm in the Prizder, Kadesh Eikonis, the chocolate. In the Prizder, they have hors d'oeuvres, and they have all types of chocolates, and they have other things that you can pick up along the way, maybe. But that's just for picking up on the way to get you to the chocolate. So you should have enough koyach to get into the chocolate. But it's that's the nekuda, is to stay focused. And then a person can know that he's going to be, it's a commitment, but it's like, it's a story that they say with the Chavetz Chaim, famous story that, one of his Talmidim came, I think it was on Purim, and he's a shtickle shaker, and he came to the Chavetz Chaim, he says, I'm not leaving here until the Chavetz Chaim is maftiach me, then I'm going to have a seat next to him in Gan Eden. No, he didn't want to push him. He says, you know what? I'm willing to be maftiach you. If you're makabalan yourself, from now, till the day you're nifter, and till after you're nifter, that you're not going to speak Lashon Hara, then I'll be maftiach you a spot next to me in Gan Eden. The guy sobered up pretty quickly, and he couldn't do it. He couldn't make that commitment that I'm going to do that. Chavetz Chaim says, take him out. Chuck him out of here. Gets after he left, he says, he's on the Pesach of Gan Eden, and he didn't step inside. He says, what type of tikkush is that? How can you do that? What? You're recovering. You're recovering, absolutely. You're right, it's a commitment. Also getting married is a commitment. No, but there's always divorce, you can always get out of it, there's always, so this guy also could. What, it's gonna be hard. You have everything in front of you. You've got Eden, the whole purpose of you, it's the easy ticket into a tremendous Gan Eden. It's gonna be hard, no one's gonna say it's not gonna be hard. And what's gonna be if he has to keep his mouth shut? And he's not gonna talk for the rest of his life. It's not worth it also? Even such a thing, such a crazy thing, which is not the Chavetz Chaim Ki Yodua. He spoke. He didn't stop speaking. But you can never catch him saying Lashon Hara. As a matter of fact, you can never catch him. They say that they were mistopic. Two Talmidim were mistopic. So the Vidibar Tabam Vloibe Dvar Matalim. And they're mistopic if the Chavetz Chaim, with all the speech that he spoke, if he ever spoke any Dvar Matalim. Because they went 30 weeks in a row, I think. They went, they were some tremendous amount of time. They went to check it out, to see if all of his speaking, and they couldn't catch him on a single word. Because they told Rabbi Chanan, and Rabbi Chanan, he's mamish got a pacha, and he chapped the tzitzit. He says, you were mahar acharabcha, you had a havamina that he's going to be over on in Purush Gemara, and Purush Gemara says, v'dvayt ha'pom, v'lo yivayt ha'pom. So how could you even have a havamina that not? So, it's possible to speak your entire life, and speak and speak and speak, and not even speak v'rom v'telem, forget Lashon Hara. You speak just a take 100%, and is it going to be easy? Not going to be easy. This world is not easy to get to Olam Habah. There's a lot of things that we have to do. 613 mitzvahs. But it's a commitment. That's exactly what he's saying. Listen here, Rabbi Yisai. We're here for a reason. And you have to make that commitment. So it is a commitment. The person has to make this commitment that whether the Chavetz Chaim tells him that or not, he's got to make the commitment. The Chavetz Chaim is going to give him protection to get inside, to get in a good spot. But for Etzin, that's really what every person has to do, is make a commitment. It's hard. Somebody just told me this week that they got a phone call from the doctor. And one of the children has celiac. Celiac. That means that they can't have gluten. That means the doctor tells him, yeah, it's pretty much confirmed that they have celiac, and they're not going to be able to, this means for life. This means for life. That's what the doctor said. This means for life. First of all, how does the doctor know that it means for life? Because right now, they don't have a cure for it, so that's what it means for life. Okay, center. It's like I was just reading David Trank's book, David Trank. They told me after 3 years that, by the way, the doctor told me you're never having children. So he's a shtickle depressed. Kimon told his wife says, since when does the doctor call the shots and what happens exactly? He spoke to Zerbeim. They said, now you're telling your Baruch Shalom. A year later, you had a child. That was, it's that pachad of, this is for life. This is real. But that's what happens the day we get born also, is that we're a yid, and that means that's for life. There's no way of getting out of it. You're a yid whether you like it or not. There's no way of getting out of it. So it's a certain mindset that this is a commitment, but this is a commitment which is really the best for me. It's really the best for me also, not just because. What gives a person real sipuk? The only thing that gives a person real sipuk is his ruchnius. Everything else, not that it doesn't give a person high, and not that it doesn't give a person a good time, and not that a person sipuk, real satisfaction that he lives with, constant satisfaction. It could be that a person did something and he got the Nobel Peace Prize and he got the whatever, he built a big building in Bechulu. It does give satisfaction. I'm not saying it doesn't. There's a lot of things that give a person satisfaction even outside the realm. But lasting satisfaction, a life of that a person is, that's only ruchnius. And that's exactly what the Zohar talks about in the first parak, that you can give it everything, you give the neshama everything that's possible to give him, but it's not going to be fulfilled because it's from a different world. You're not talking the same language. I would suggest anybody that has the time to go through the first piece in Michtam Elio. First piece in Chelak Aleph. Tremendous piece with the Gracie Yisayit. But that's exactly what it talks about, the real Oysher with the Aleph of happiness and contentment. That's only with Avodas Hashem. So it looks scary, but it really, at the end of the day, it's a lot more pleasurable than living not that way. It's a lot more. They tied it about Yashu that he was the happiest person in the world. That's what they say. Happiest person in the universe. His joy and his total. Total mishtagim of the material, like it says, Narach Haim says, was says that like after his wife passed away, after the shiva, so he sent everybody home. He said, you have to see him run back to his gemara. It says like a kid in a candy store, didn't know where to start. Like, open the gemara and just get into it. Obviously, that's a big darga. The nekuda is more the way that we're understanding Chavis Lavav is in our practical level is to stay focused. And then he says, "V'simanim." He ends off. He says, "What are the simanim to know?" Shef shalachar yadam as anoshim shazach lamaylag de lezuheim. Shemalamdin laanoshim achirim kets lavad asabari. If you find the person that's trying to teach other people how to be oyver hakadosh baruch hu, v'im save them v'im demenosan k'shem evilim nisam yitzar. And they're stay in their amuna when hakadosh in the face of difficulty and trial. Nothing is too difficult to them when it comes to mitzvah. They're willing to go at all lengths. When she adum mipashes ha'akedah, shavam avinu ayemuchen la'alas etzitzchik v'nei la'olam. Umi yovda shalchanayim shalva zaryo. And from the Nirbogar v'arayis. And umi yovda shalasar rugi malchus. Now just to point out, these four that he just mentioned here, are three of them are very similar, and one of them is much different. And that's maybe the godless of the akedah. The Akedah, the difference between the Akedah and Chanan Mishael Vezariah and Daniel and the Sarug Malchus was that they all gave up their lives for Daniel and Chanan Mishael Vezariah, and the Sarug Malchus gave up their lives for the Grand Shalom. To give up a life for the Grand Shalom, it's difficult, but it's 1 second, and after that it's finished. As a matter of fact, Yodua, the Maharam Rutenberg writes in the Tshuva that somebody that's killed the Kiddush Hashem does not feel any pain. That's what he said. The people that were burnt in order to defile, that's what he said. That's what he writes. I don't know how you could find that or not. I don't know how that works with Chanina ben Trajan, that he asked to go quicker. Maybe it was because of the Bizoyan, not because of the Tzar. But what was the Chiddush of Avraham Avinu was, with Akedah, was that he was going to stay alive. He gave up his child for the Ribbono Shel Olam. He was going to have to live the rest of his life with the idea that he killed his own son. That he killed his own son. Yeah, he did it because that's probably what the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted. Mistama, that's what he got the Nevuah right. That's one of the things that says the Chiddush of the Akedah. How could it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Avraham Avinu, who is the Midas HaChesed, he's the Merkava of the Ribbono Shel Olam, who began to Midas HaChesed, and he does something which is so achzorious, and it throws everything that he has been preaching for the last 75 years in the garbage can also, because this man went ahead and just killed his son. But the Akedah was, it's easier, as they say, it's easier to die Al Kiddush Hashem than to live Al Kiddush Hashem. Dying Kiddush Hashem is jumping into the fire. It's difficult, it's that 1 second, but after that it's finished. So living Al Kiddush Hashem means every single day of every single year, a person has to live Al Kiddush Hashem with the Ribbono Shel Olam in his mind. Umi sha'imid b'nisayin amadef lomus k'oivet Hashem yashalichis k'oivet al ratzoinoi umadef ha'sa'ini alo ish v'sachile al b'riyas v'sachar al ha'shal v'bavad l'avetz Hashem. A person willing to, he's not going to cheat to get more money, and he's not going to be overrun. If a person could put the gun to his head and tells him to be overrun Gimel Chamuris, he's not going to do it, even though he'd love to live, but he's willing to do whatever he needs to be overrun HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umatzik lovas din abar yisbaruch makamos gizorisav avu b'rotzein Roy hu shabar yasi imay chesed izakeil anoyim abo shepasek arimar alov lahanchil oyav ayesh with the same amali. Somebody that is focused and is willing to do the Ribbono Shel Olam's will, whatever comes up, then you can be certain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, that's a bitachon, to be certain I'm doing what I need to do for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Certainly the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to give me the tremendous Rav Tuvcha Shir Tzafant L'Reyecho, as it says, Ayin L'Rosso, Elekim Zvalsecho, Yasna Machakeloi, V'nemar Rav Tuvcha Shir Tzafant L'Reyecho.